Well, we are back in the weeds here on Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Nathan Gobes filling in for Jeffrey Davis, and I've got with me the one, the only, Walter Sullivan.
And we're all high in the weeds.
Yes, we are. And our next guest is coming to us all the way from Denver, Colorado, Terry Buffalo, CEO of American Cannabis Company. Welcome, Terry.
The founding state of cannabis, both for medical and rec. How you doing, Terry?
Doing well. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on today.
Terry, why don't you explain a little bit about how your company started and what the company does?
Well, the company got started back in 2012, 2013. The two founders came out of a vertical integrated business out of Boulder. And once they saw that business, the opportunity was open up for the new markets coming on, looking for people with experience, writing applications, doing business plans, pro formas. So the company kicked off doing that. They went public in 2013 via reverse merger. The company has continued winning multiple applications in numerous states, some high scoring. The company has built out over 1 million square foot of grow facility and currently building out about another 250,000 square foot. But as the time goes forward, as this is a new industry, we'll continue changing our business model. So what we started doing about 2 years ago, we're giving the clients or potential clients the opportunity for us to forego revenues in exchange for equity in their project if we're successful in securing a license. That has been working out very well for us as far as equity, but it's hurting us on our cash flows. But that's how the business, how the company is currently changing our model so we can be competitive in this space now.
Now, how many states have you done so far?
We're pretty much everywhere in the United States. We're also Canada. We're working in Macedonia currently as we speak. Let's see, I've got 15 states right now that we're currently actively working with clients in.
And, you know, and the reason I ask you that question, so you have 15 states that you've looked at applications and completed. Have you really seen that much of a difference?
Oh, absolutely. Let me back and say we're working currently in 15 states. We've done application and more than that. But, yes, every state's got this own little nuances that you have to, navigate. Some states like Oklahoma was basically fill out an application and you were issued a license, where other states like Missouri that we just got through filing applications for our clients there. It's a little more difficult, be more of a merit-based application process.
But your company has a good base to start from. So whatever state you go to, you know, you're already ahead of the game.
Yes. I mean, at least we have, let's just say, the four corners, and then we have to fill in all the details to meet the state's rules and regs.
Right. And it's just, you know, and I find that to be the interesting part is that yes. It's very important. That application is what's going to make or break you.
You know, absolutely. You know, if you don't win the application, it's pretty much over with for the future work with that client. So it all is based on the application. When the application, we're off to the races, doing the build out, the deployment, the training, and staffing the facility for our clients, and then also managing it, because a lot of them we stay as a management company.
I think, you know, we didn't really discuss that yet, but that's really what you basically provide fruit to nuts for the industry.
Yes.
And why don't you explain some of the issues you've seen? All the different states and how you've been able to help clients maneuver that, finding properties, leases, build outs, et cetera.
You know, that's just part of our service. We have a strategic planning meetings that we continue to have with our clients about once a week to make sure they're on track, making sure, again, like you say, they've got the lease secured upon awardance of the license. They've got, you know, any other boxes checked, as we'll call it, for the financial requirements that are required. They have a good, strong team, depending on if they're vertically integrated or just on the retail side, that they have key people in those positions that will, you know, bring some added value to their application, which hopefully they'll stand out over the one that they're competing against.
Now, you're not a construction company, but you provide, I guess the best way I can put it for construction, is CM at risk. You manage the project for you.
Yes, correct. We help design the extraction labs, help them with the formulations, get them up, set up in training. We do, vet the equipment. We have long-term relationships with many vendors, so we're able to, you know, cut some of the time down versus having to vet all the different machines that are available that we've already had the experience with. But we're very agnostic to our solutions, and we're always looking for something better.
And because of the states you've worked in, you really understand the environmental differences that impact the industry from a dry state to a humid state, et cetera.
Yes, that's very interesting, especially now with the hemp. Also, you're seeing the different cultivars will not grow in certain areas again because of the environmental conditions. And so it's a big learning process for a lot of the farmers now in finding out the cultivars. But the same thing on the cannabis side. You know, we build a cultivation cube, and so we're always concerned, where is it going to be placed, indoors, outdoors, and look at the humidity, the temperatures that we have to build the cube for to be able to work in that environment. But it's definitely challenging in some of the environments.
You know, when you first meet with your clients, what's the first misconception you think that they have in order to help them maneuver through it?
Well, most of the clients that we sit down with, potential clients, they have a lot of questions. Of course, their mind's running a million miles per hour. But they all think they're going to get rich overnight. And that's once we do a pro forma and show them the amount of capital expenditures and operating expenditures is going to be required to get them to that, let's say, 18 months, 24 months down the road. It's an eye-opener to them. And so I guess it's a reality check in controlling our clients' expectations.
Well, I think that's really what, you know, one of the things the clients don't necessarily get these, you know, they see the end price of a pound, but they don't know what the cost is to get to that pound.
Absolutely.
And if you don't understand your costs coming in the door, your costs going out the door are somewhat irrelevant because they might not be enough.
Correct. I can tell you, we see, you know, current operations, especially in this market that we have worked with, kind of like doing the bar rehab, the bar rescue, but a cultivation rescue, and just see the inefficiencies and also how much money they're losing just because of the way their workflow. And so those are things we go in and help them do to get them turned around because their cogs are running 60 to 70%. You're not going to survive, period. And we've got to get those down in the 30 range.
Is bringing in people to work the industry, you know, it's not just because you might like weed. You got to understand the processes. You got to understand what your employees need to do. They just can't like weed to be an employee.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the terms that's out there that everyone gravitates to and prides themselves, calling themselves a master grower. We're totally against master growing because we have a process. We've McDonaldized. You follow our instructions, you will be successful in growing. And just everyone has, protocols and check marks or check boxes every day they need to fill to hold people accountable and make sure that the work process is running smoothly.
Yeah, I find that, you have a lot of master growers out there and everyone's different. It is easy to be more like, you know, we've been successful in what we do. It's someone like a McDonald's type of thing. They've been successful. So if you stick with what we're doing, you'll be successful. I think you see that in some of these cultivation facilities that are building out a million square feet. They're the landlords, but they're building it out to their specs and say, look, we've already done all the testing. This will
I'm sorry, I lost you there.
It's a cultivator. That's kind of your advice. You'll be successful. Right.
I'm sorry. I lost you there on that question.
It's you have master growers coming in, yeah. You know, talking about all the different ways. Well, your way has been successful. If people use the way you've done it, it makes it much easier to get into business and know how your numbers work.
Correct. There's great growers out there by all means, but it's a different when you're growing 20 or 40, 50 plants versus, as you just mentioned, growing, you have a million square foot, perpetual growing and being able to manage that process. Again, is where it comes down to make or break you.
And that's exactly right. You might be able to grow in 5,000 square feet, but growing in 100,000 square feet is a whole different process and understanding all the nuances that go into that to be successful.
Absolutely.
Well, Terry, it's obvious that you've got a wealth of of knowledge and experience. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you or American Cannabis Company to learn from you guys or leverage your procedure, how could they reach out to American Cannabis Company and you in particular?
You know, the best way is just to call our phone number, our main line, and also go to our website, American Cannabis Company, AmericanCannabisConsulting.com. Our phone number is 303-974-4770. And we're pretty much available, you know, 5 or 6 days a week here.
Great. I want to remind everyone, we've been speaking with Terry Buffalo, CEO of American Cannabis Company. Terry, I want to thank you for coming on the show today.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, gentlemen.
You too. Bye-bye. This is Radio Entrepreneurs.